Hello, this is Ninkazu with QBXL News. The top story of today, Slashdot, a website for a population of self-proclaimed super nerds, has been hacked by a football player from Helena, Montana, named Brad Dingman. The webmasters of this high-traffic site for computer news claims that this lamer poser proclaimed his threat in the Slashdot chat room the night before the attack. Of course, they saw his screen name, Sir Footballs a Lot, and decided that he wasn't worth a security alarm. When asked what their upcoming plans were, all they said was, Banand 111. In other news, this issue is hot in Nevada, will prostitutes have to give up their day jobs as 2D side-scrolling game programmers and go full ahead with prostitution? Much of the overweight population has decided that they cannot bear to be schooled, both in syntax and Kama Sutra, that they have started a political rally, yes, on Prop 1337. The opposing rally, of course, has the slogan, Talk Nerdy to Me. We sent Forsaken One to the living room one day to watch as much Family Guy as he could without having kidney failure. One day, and a six-pack of Mountain Dew later, Forsaken One emerged from the now dark, smelly, and dirty living room in tears once he realized that there were no more episodes to watch. Why did we do this? Partly because he won a bet. We all wanted to watch that show. But mostly because he wanted to be a real reporter, just like Trisha Takanawa. He decided his first story will be to sleep with five midgets and see who will rise victor in the night of a thousand terrors. SJ0 will not be joining us tonight because he has a meeting in Atlantis with Bill Gates and Dick Cheney. This meeting is top secret and the topic will remain undisclosed until we can't keep the secret any longer. More at 11. This just in, a band of North Korean QBasic programmers has won four consecutive coding competitions. This leads us to believe that their government has been genetically engineering programmers for obsolete languages. What's that? Oh, it seems that Yulek Chingana has come from Korea and is with us today. Well, Yulek, what is your latest coding project?
Well, we were planning on making a...
Game or... Whoa! My voice just changed!
Wow. It appears that your outstanding increase in knowledge at such an early age has given you one big set of balls. You may leave now.
Thanks!
Though Korea is leading in the software department, Plasma 357 has a new project to follow up his QB MP3 player that he installed in his truck. This new set of equipment is designed to fondle your balls while sitting at the computer. The thought came to him when he was trying to program one-handed and was losing production efficiency. The system will be completely powered by QBasic and is, to many, the best thing that QB has ever put out. The device will appear on the market as $79.99 retail. With a recent study, results have illustrated that the largest percent of skilled QBers are Canadian. This just goes to show that Canada is the best at controlling 20-year-old products. We took a short break from our research to see what Marcade had to say on the subject, to which he replied, Who are you, wankers? Get out of my house. Truly, his voice has honored us all. Forsaken One has just reported, after watching CNN, that Etigan A. Pollock has finally been lynched by people of at least mediocre intelligence. An innocent bystander said to the camera, Well, that attention whore had it coming to him. In the scene of strange occurrences, a gang of ASM programmers and Uber Elite hacksaws decided to make a Bubble Bobble clone in COBOL. No one knows how this group of master programmers planned on this project, but officials, Kathy and Wendy over there, concluded that they were high on, quote, Elmer's glue of doom and slap, smack, crank, crack cocaine. Other officials stated that they must have gotten into the evidence locker again. President George Bush gave a speech today claiming that QB has been found to not be protected by the U.S. Constitution, to which the QB community replied, You suck at the internet. While they snickered at their funny, Al Gore was elected to lead the abolition of QB compilers harbored by websites. It seems the QBasic community is utterly screwed, for Gore's power of to interweb is great indeed. Final news of tonight. Three children were severely burned when they used PSET today, setting fire to their toy truck, and then all hell just broke loose. That is all. This is Ninkazu with QBXL News. Good night.